Holding on, Daf Nun Zayin, we are in Vav Amud Beis. We are learning about Aino. So just a quick reminder over here, Aino, there's different levels of Aino. There's Aino, which we said, less than a sixth is Botol Mekach. We said, Shtos is Machzer Aino. And Yeser Mishtos, right, is also, I said, less than Shtos is Mechila. Exactly, Shtos, you have to be Machzer Aino. More than Shtos is Botol Mekach. We also said that when it comes to Avodim Shtoris, Karkois, and Ekdeshois is Einboy Oino. We are going according to the Pashtos of the Mishnah, not according to the other Shittas, but Avodim Shtoris and Karkois is Einboy Oino. So Zukti Yamara Boyi Rava. We're holding about 15 lines from the bottom. So Zukti Yamara Boyi Rava Chitin Uzoron Bekarka. Let's say a person. So again, we're focusing on the Ein Oino Bikarkoi's aspect. So what if somebody took chitin uzron bikarka? Somebody took chitin and now he was mashrish them in the karka. So the shaila is, we're going to have three shailas about this chitin uzron bikarka. Is it considered karka or is it considered metalton, right? Again, it's chitin that now he's replanting into the ground. So chitin uzron bikarka ma'o yesh no. Do you say Yesh lahen oino, and they have a regular din of metalton because you bought the chitin, or in lahen oino, they have a regular din of karka.
He planted them after he sold them?
No, he bought chitin, and now he's planting.
He sold
karka chitin, which he planted in the ground, to his friend. Yeah, so the shaila is that metalton, is that oino?
That's a
gazan. What's a gazan? No. He
I sold chitin and I planted your chitin.
No. I planted a field full of planted chitin that were already grown chitin. So do you view the chitin as metaltlin or do
no,
you view...
before
he sold it before...
Yeah, before Sherish, Rashi says.
He sold the first product before it sprouted.
So, Zut Yomar Akiman Shadir Mikadir Domio, do you view it as something that's in a kad, I knew it's metaltlin, as long as it wasn't mashish bekarka, and yesh lahem oino, iduma no, but linu al gavara, or do you say that no, for they are in the karka, and therefore they're like karka, and memela im ein oino. So, tumare chidom, ilim adomar, yushoda boshito, if the case is that he said, give me six soyin and also sadivam doleshada balachamicha, and Adam come along and say that he only planted five. Well, it's afraid the Yamara Omar Rava called Dover Shemimida Shemishko Shemininin. I feel pogs with the Aino Chaiser. The halacha is, now this is a little bit of a check down in the whole parak, which maybe we haven't had yet, but any time that you have something that is Bemishko Beminion that you can give back, so you give it back. So Zuk the Yamara, if the case is that they made up six soin and the Edom are coming back and he only planted five, so that's something that's very measurable to know exactly what happened. And Memelo, so the Chayra, it's Pachim there, now the Chayra, he could be Chayzer. Right? So Zuk the Yamara, so what's the case? So the Omar, you should die, bo, kid the boiler. Yeah, what happened was is they didn't communicate well. They said kidaboya. Was meant kidaboya. They said planted the proper way. And it turned out he didn't plant it the way of the value that they made up. The Hainu, he didn't plant it kidaboya. So yesh lahem oino, agavaro. Or do you say it's batel agavaro? So one more time, what do we have? We have a shaylo. Where a guy sold a field where he had chitin that he planted into the karka, the shaila is, do you view those chitin as metaltalin, or do you view it as karka itself? The Gemara said that obviously we have to be talking about that, they communicated like men, right? And they said what? They said, will you plant kidabaya? That they made up, he's going to do a job. Kidabaya, lamaisi didn't do kidabaya. And that's our shaila. Is there a no? Is there not a no? So Zukti Gemara, another shaila about this chitin that you put into the ground. Nishboin alein or ain't nishboin alein. We know that you're not nishbo on karkois. The halacha is if you're moide b'miktsas, so you're not. Let's say the case over here is he said we made up six, and he says no, I put in it was five and a half. Rashi says it's the case of the moide b'miktsas, but whatever the case of the moide b'miktsas over here is, of whatever case you can concoct on your own, of chitin shezora bekarka, the shaila is, do you view it as karka, or do you view it as metalto? Nishboin alein, nishboin alein. Kiman the shodim kade domo, nishboin alein. We domo vatlino gavaro ve'ein nishboin alein. Good. So the Gemara one more shiloh, which again this is really yesterday's daf or behind, which is obviously the day that they bring the korban omer, which is unbelievable that is coming up right erev Pesach. Yeah, I said it's really yesterday's. We had erev Pesach about the cases of Vidui Meiser, which was done on erev Pesach, and now we're having really what was the second day of Pesach. We're having the omer matiron. So omer matiron ain't omer matiron. So the halacha is that the korban omer is matir the chodesh, right? So Zuk Yamar Echidomi, Ida Ashrosh, what are we talking about? Are we talking about chitim that are mashrosh in the ground or before the Avos Omer? Tani, no, we already learned this, and Ida Loy Ashrosh also Tani, no. Did Nah, Nimishrishu Koidom Omer, Omer Matiram, if you were mashrosh then before, you brought the Omer, meaning if they were already mashrosh in the ground, so then the Omer is already Matiron, it's already matter to eat anything that was already Nishrosh in the ground. Vim Lav, and if it wasn't Nishrosh in the ground, then Asurin, so what's the case? Who is Gemult, the case over here that we're talking about by Omer Matiron? One more time. We have three shailas about chitin that was Zora Bekarka. Shaila number one was, is there Aino? Is there not Aino? Right? Do you view it as Metalton or do you view it as Karka? Shaila number two was, are you Nishboyin on chitin Shazora Bekarka? Shaila number three is, that we're clarifying is the Omer Matiron. Of the Omer Matiron, fake the Gemara, in Manav Shach, I have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if it's Mashrish, it already becomes Mutter. From that, Omer, if it's not Mashrish, it's not Mutter. It's the Gemara, it's Trichet Chetzdinu, Bisarinu, Koidom Loimer. No, we're talking about where the Chitim already grew. He cut these chitim, and now he's replanting them in the ground. And now when he brings the omer, v'loy ashrus, it's before they were already mashrus in the ground. Koydum lo omer, ma'u l'minkat omeichol, ma'in minayu, kiman, deshod v'kati tomev shirin. No, edimu matinu agavaro, zog di yamara, teiku in all three of these shavos. Again, one more time, what's the third shavos? The shavos is where it was already chitin that grew. Now he cut it, he's putting it back into the ground. Therefore, what? What's the shiloh? The shiloh is, do you say that the omer is matir because it was already roi tachila to eat? Or do you say that, no, for lamaisa it's karka, and the male of the omer is not matir karka, right? Yeah, good, we clear? So we have three shilohs. One more time, we have three shilohs in this chiton shizoron, which, again, Rashi's clear, so told us at the beginning, we're talking about, it can't be that it's already nishrus in the karka, right? We're talking about chiton shizoron be karka, is there aino, is there shvois, and is there matar aimer, in a case where it already grew, and he replanted it in, do you say that it's a chilo, or do you say that it's karka, and the Gemara says, teiku. Yeah, okay, so the Gemara right there, so one more thing, we said Nagzoma, we said there's three levels of Aino. And we have to get this clear. There's Pachas Mishtos, which we said is Bottle, right? It's Mechila. Sorry, it's a Yomichel. Then we had exactly Shtos, where it's Machzor Aino. Then we had when it's more than a Shtos. So what's Halacha? Then the Halacha is Bottle Mekach, right? So now what we're going to want to discuss, that which we said, there's Ein Aino like our case. What does that mean? There's no Aino for Karka and let's say Hektish. Does that mean there's all three tiers of no Aino? Does that mean there's no Pachis Mishtos where there's Mechila? Does that mean that exactly a Shtos, and even if it's more than a Shtos, you can rip the guy off whatever you want, you can charge him $1 million for any Karka? And Memeilo, even so, you're going to say it's not Patal Mekach? Or do you say no? When it's more than a shtos, that which we said in the Karkois, it does not apply to this idea that when it's Yoyis and Mishtos, you would say, Yesh and Ola Karkois, Memeilo and Luchir is Batal. What's the reason you might say Ein and Ola Karkois? There's different svaras. Karka, either it's a pasuk, or Karka is something that people evaluate differently, and Memeilo, maybe there's no way no karkois. But either way, so Zog Diyamara, Omar Rovo, Omar Rev Chaso, Boyi Rebami, Oino, Inloen, Bito Mekach, Yesh Lehem, Inloen. So again, that which we said, Avonim Shtoris, and Karkois, and Egdashis, is Inloen, Oino. What about Bito Mekach? Again, Bito Mekach is when it's more than a Shtos, where normally we would say the mechira is batal, it's the whole thing is batal, it was a ripoff. So do we say yesh lahen or yein lahen? Do we say this idea of karka that no, there maybe you would say yesh? Are we clear on the shiloh? Yeah? So zukti, Omer Omer Nachman Hodov, Omer of Chaso, Posh Rebami, I know, yein lahen, bitum mekach yesh lahen. He said, that's poshit, I know, yein lahen, but bitum mekach yesh lahen. Now, on which ones are we speaking? Rev Yoino Omer Haktishis. Rev Yoino learned this idea. It was going on Hektish, meaning on Hektish, there's the idea of Bito Mekach Yeshlam, Yirmiyah Omar HaKarkoitz, Vetur Vayu, very importantly, like we'll see in the Gemara, Mishmeidu Rabbi Yechin Amro. They were both saying in the name of Rabbi Yechin, I know, Ein Lohem, but Bito Mekach Yeshlam. Ma'ad Omar HaKarkoitz, Rabbi Yoin, who said it was on Hektish, Kol Shekein HaKarkoitz, you're zicher going to say that there is Bito Mekach when it's more than a shtus. Man the Omar Akarkois, the one who said it's going on Karkav Akdeshus Loy. Why not Akdeshus? Because there's no Tolos Klapi or Banjalim, and Mamilo, you're going to say the same way that there's no Eino, so there's also no Bito Mekach. Kiddush Shmuel, Omar Shmuel, Hektish Shavah Money, Shechilu Loy, Ashavah Pruta Mechul. If somebody takes Hektish, it's worth a money, and he's Mechalot, even though he's only Mechalot on the Pruta, he rips off Hektish way more than Ashtos the Halacha is, it's still Mechul one more time. Again, we're clearing in the Gemara, we want to know this idea of Yoyzer Mishtos, even though we said, Karka, Ein Lahem, I know, does that also apply to Yoyzer Mishtos? Or do we say, when it's Yoyzer Al Shtos, you're going to say that there is a no. So we have a Machloikis. Rabbi Yoyna says that it was said, I know, Ein Lahem, but Bito Mekach, Yeshlam, Daimu, there is a din of Bito Mekach. Let's get that term straight. Bito Mekach is, when it's more than a Shtos, it's called Bito Mekach, okay? So Bito Mekach Yeshlahen, Rabbi Yoina said it's going on Akdeshus, Rabbi Yirmiyah said it's going on Karkais. Importantly, they both said in the name of Rabbi Yoichanan, and we said Rabbi Yoina, who said it's going on Hekdeshus, he owes Koshkein Akarkais. Why? Because it's his friend. When it comes to his friend, right? Zichr Me, it's a Mekach Tolos, a Mechli Batol. But the man, Omer, the whole, it's on Karkais, it's Tafki's friend that you're going to say Mekach Tolos. But when it comes to Hekdeshus, there's no mistakes. Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you bring a raya from Shmuel, then if you're Mechalel, Hektish, it's worth the money, on the Pruto, we say it's Mechul. Yeah? Good? So Zukti Yomaro, Tznan, also, Malesku, Kasha from Temuro, it says, Imayo Kodesh, Balmum, Yotzal, Lechulin, let's say you have Kodesh, Abayma of Hektish, that has a mum, Yotzal, Lechulin, when you're Paided, it's Yotzal, Lechulin, meaning even if you did an unfair amount of chilul, let's say you said the behemoth was worth 20 and it was really worth 100. If you're mechal, it's chal. Tzorah, but tzorah lasayis leidom. You have to add on the money that you ripped off hektish, but 100 to 20 is going to be chal. Omer, Rabbi Yechinon, yotzal chulin, dvar toiro. Rabbi Yechinon said, it's a din minat toiro. Tzorah lasayis leidomim is only midivrayim. That which you have to add on extra money, that's only a din derabban. Mishlag shamar, av tzorah lasayis leidomim minat toiro. No, it's a din at toiro that you have to shtel to the extra money. Why? Because the toiro says, erkicho. Yeah, when you're coming to be mechol, it says erkicho, meaning to say erkicho, it's proper erich. That's what you have to pay for. What case are we talking about with this case of the behema that's about mom ilim amikdei and he ripped it off ilim amikdei? Or not? If we're talking about that, it's exactly a shtos. Behalim or yishlokish tarklas damim. It can't be an exact shtos, because that's what we know. That was our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that when it comes to karka and hektish, it's ein lo emayno. So it can't be we're talking about exactly a shtos. Hello, what are we talking about? We're talking about the Bito Mekach. We're talking about the Yoyzer Mishtos. Freyti, Yomara, Baha'lima, Rabbi Yechinon, Tzorech, Las, Domi, Midivrayim. Is that true that what you're saying is that Rabbi Yechinon said that you only have to be mishtadled extra money, midin dirabanon? I have Omer Rabbi Yoyna. Rabbi Yoyna, who we said was quoting Rabbi Yechinon, right? Omer Rabbi Yoyna, Iakdeshus for Birmi Omar Karkois for Tervayim Shvederich and Omri that I know Inlaim Bito Makach Yeshlaim. Well, that means that according to Reb Yoina said that when it comes to Iakdeshus, what's the halacha? Bito Makach Yeshlaim. So why is it only a din midivrayim that you said in the Mishnah and Tmura when it's a Balmum? You said when you're poide, it's really poide, even if it's much less, it's just when they're a bun and you have to pay back the rest of the money when it's more than a shtos. Why is it only a din derabanan? What do you mean? Reb Yoina said that ain lo yam oino. But when it comes to Ekdeshais, there is Bito Mekach. And who did he say in the name of? He said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Stir, Rabbi Yechon. We're saying it one more time. Let's just get it clear. Rabbi Yoina in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Let's say it clear one more time. Yeah, we have. We're declaring in Yeshua. You with us one more time? We're discussing. We had a din. The Mishnah said Karka ain't lehem oino. Karka doesn't have a din of oino. We said there, we were clearing what's the din ain't lehem oino by Karka and by Hektish. We said there's zikr a bitol mekach, meaning if it's more than a shtos, he ripped him off more than a sixth. There's for sure a din of bitol mekach. By which one? Rabbi Yoina said by Hektish. By Hektish, you're going to say there's a din of bitol mekach. We're going to ask the steerer direct. Okay, the kasha is, what do you mean? It said when you're poida about mom, even if you ripped off Hektish, we proved we can't be talking about a regular case of Aino, because our Mishnah said that Karkois and Hektishus and Lam Aino. So what are we talking about? We're talking about where it's bitol mekach. It's more than a shtos. And what do we say? We're saying that from Rabbi Yechon, that's only midivrayim, that you're going to have to pay back the yesem ishtos that you ripped off. What do you mean? Why isn't it din d'oraisa? Rabbi Yoina said Ekdeshes is a din d'oraisa. Oh, bitol mekach. Good kasha. Fast the kasha. Klar? So zuk Gemara. We're going to have two terutzim. So zuk Gemara. Lo oilam I'll tell you bitol mekach. And you have to switch the sheet. This ve'epach to Rabbi Yechon and the Rish Lakish. Well, the Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yechon. I'm meaning that which we said Rish Lakish that Torchaz domina terah. Because Ekrecha, that's really Rabbi Yechon. And now Rabbi Yoina is very good. Rabbi Yoina, who said that bitol mekach is more than a shtos, is by Ekdesh, is really the shita that we thought was Rish Lakish beforehand, that you have to be mashal other money, midai reisa. That's really Rish Lakish, switch Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon. What? Taka.
No, because he doesn't.
Well, that's, he's not
holding
a special
sheet.
No, according to Mr.
Karkos.
That would be
true,
but.
No, but that's
not
about it. It's
Karkos. Yeah.
Like
yeah. Yeah, he
no,
only.
Why
you. Yeah, he. Rabirmi only said Karka.
Right, but not Kadisha, so why do you have to
be mashing
the
Uraisa? I don't know. I'm going to lose the Hedgeman. This part is a hard Hedgeman.
No.
Yeah? So it's like the Amara Bimaka Mifugi.
Oh, right. So
you're
really,
so
it will be a low
table.
Okay, very good.
Truma, that only
Rabbi
Yoina switches the views of
Shimon. Right. The one time I'm asking for your Torah, it's Takavim. It's for very.
Right. No, but
yeah, like.
The
so b'maykem efeli. So what Takav is machlokes Rabbi Yoina and Shlokish? If you have to be mashlim, they rise to the Rabbanon. The Shmuel, this idea of we just brought the Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, hek deshava manu shchala shava pruto mechul mar isli mishmuel. This one, meaning Mar holds Islay de Shmuel, and therefore, what? Mar Islay de Shmuel, Mar Leslay de Shmuel. The Hainu, the child is, do you hold of this din of Shmuel that we just said before? If you say that you hold of Shmuel, it's not, you can't, it's not even Shaykh. Tavatos klapei Hektish. Umar, the one that holds that it's a din d'oraisa to be mashlim, which now we're saying is Rabbi Yechonon, he, less like the Shmuel, he doesn't hold of Shmuel, Memelo, even though it's a shaykh tavatos klapei Hektish, it's not a din of, it's not a derech hamekach, and therefore you have to be mashlim deim anyways. Yeah, Iboy same, I'll tell you a different shot in the machloikis, Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish, to kul yamo is lu de Shmuel. Mar Sovar, the one who holds Menat Torah, you have to add it on, he holds the Chiloloi in, but the Chiloloi. Why? Because he holds the Torah said Erkecha. And Memelo, you have to be Mashlim. Umar, and the one that holds the Rabbanon, Sovar, Chiloloi, that even lechatchilo, you're allowed to do this, since when the Torah said erkecho, what it means, erech, any erech, it doesn't mean erkecho, it's actual value, rather it means erech kosho. But lemaisa, Rabbanan came along and said, even though you're allowed to do lechatchilo, you're mechuyiv to pay up the rest of that money anyway. So again, Chloe, one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time, a little bit clearer. Yeah, a little bit clearer is we have what? We had a stira in Reb Yoino. We ended up switching the shittas Reb Yoino and Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan. We want to know what's the machlekes, Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what the machlekes is going to be, whether you hold of Shmuel that you can do a mana for a pruto or not. Or the shali is it something which you can do lichatchilo or not? Right? Good? Zokti Amar Yibay Yisem, I'll tell you a different teretz. A different teretz, not on what's the machlekes of Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but a different teretz on our original kasha of our stira in Reb Yochanan. One more time, what was our stira? Reb Yochanan said in the name of Reb Yochanan that Bito Mekach applies to Hekdei Chayis, but then we said that what do you mean? If you're Mecholo, we said it's only a din derabanan to be mashum. So the Yamara, you missed the whole idea of Einai No like Deishas, you had it backwards. You thought Einai No like Deishas means that there's no din I know. And Memelo, it's like Reyusof, a carrot, it's Le Chumruso of Hektish. But you say, Le Oilam, I'll tell you, Behekte, I know, for Le Pit Tabuch, don't switch the sheetis. Ukidrim Chistakam Refligita, Omar, my Elohim, I know, Enom Betriras, I know. It means it's much more chamer that Afilu Pachas Mende, I know, Yutako, gonna have to be Chaiser. And Memelo, even Reb Yechanan's gonna be Maido. That the chilul is not going to be chel even min haTorah, because he holds that even a minimum shear of I know when it comes to hektish is going to be bottled. So we were viewing it the whole time. We were viewing it the whole time. One second, we were viewing it the whole time as what that ain't then I know. We thought ain't I know means that
it'll be chel will be bottled,
and he'll have to pay back the rent.
We thought it was going on,
yes, sir. And what? There's no din I know, and it's just a din that you have to give it back. Now we're saying that what does it mean? Taco? Well, taco means that for carrot, you're more machmer when it comes to you know.
What's the mashlim dumming? It shouldn't be chal b'chal. The whole thing should be bottle.
No, he has to pay back the money. That's what he's saying. It's not bottle.
He has to give back any dmei I know, period.
Give it back. Is that even if it's less, meaning anything more than the normal profit margin?
It doesn't. The whole din of doesn't apply to therefore you would have to give back
apply,
everything.
But this is the chayyur would apply to the entire mission.
Why only the brain?
Wait, so this would apply to everything in the mission also? With
meaning that he holds that what is taka and is kai, right? And you have to give back everything, no matter what. Right?
Yeah.
But that... this applies to karkaz as well. I mean, our entire mission that we're touching it up is a chumrah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? That's a big chiddush. Yeah? Okay.
The only way to make money in real estate is depreciation.
Right? So we're saying that the whole thing is chal. Right. And the melo, that you would have to give back.
Correct.
And we're going to be more.
If it's equal or more,
then it comes to the day right. So I'm a melo what?
The whole thing is bottles.
Because he holds that he's more
mashlim. No, I'm sorry. Then with your rice, you have to be mashlim.
But when it's pachas from there, you know you're going to be machmer. I mean, they're abundant. You're going to get the act of pachas from there.
Right.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Vayter. Zukti. Mara meisvei ribis voino lehedid vein ribis voino lehektish. Feiti Gemara. How could you say that? It says ribis voino lehedid vein ribis voino lehektish. Seems befeirish. There is a no voino lehektish. You just got finished saying that fakir that we're more machmer and there is a no when it comes to hektish. What do you mean? It says ain't ribis voino lehektish. So Zuk Gemara mealim masnisa. This was your kasha. The kimna b'teiras I know. What do you mean? Our Mishnah also said ain't lohem I know. And we're learning what does that mean? It means fakir that we're machmer. Hachanami ribis v'din I know. Lehedit vein ribis v'din I know. Lehektish. Rather even pachas mishtos. You have to be machmer I know. So maybe it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Afraid to Gemara yachi. I know the tani seifo ze chaymer behedit mi behektish. Well, now I have a problem because it says that chaymer hedit. Maybe hektish, and now fakir. Now you're saying that hektish is more chomer because even pachas me Shtos, you have to give back. So Zukti Gemara, what was the Pachas Mishtos? What was that which we said was more Chomer? That was going, ah, Ribbis. Faith Gemara, well then, listen, Nami, why didn't it say Farker? It's a Chimir Magnish Mehedid, and it's going on, I know that we have something that's more Chomer. The Hainu, I know, is more Chomer by Hektish than it is on Hedid. So Gemara, Hachi Ashtar, you're right, we could have said this, but Bishlom Azeh Chimir Mehedid, maybe Hektish, Vesuloi, because this is the only one, but Elah Hektish, Zeh Chimir, Vesuloi, I mean, I will have a laundry list worth of full of things that I'm going to tell you. Oh, of Hektish is more common than Edit. And Mela, we didn't bring Aino because there's no reason to bring just that one. I'm going to text Gidon from my room. See if he comes with a brother. Zuk Yamara. Ribis, the Hektish, Echidami. Fake Yamara. What's the case of Ribis for Hektish? In Lema, the Oisvig is for Mea. The Mea of Esrim, are we talking about that the Guzbar lended out 100 for 120 Valima Gizbar? Once he lends it out, the chayra it's already meila. V'kimen shemal gizbar yotzum ma'isav lechulin v'avlehedit. Once he's doing something like that, which he's not allowed to do, then it already becomes like he was moil. Then it becomes his money. And then meila, that's not ribbis of hektish. That's ribbis of his own money. Amar Ravai Shacham askinon kigoin that shekibel alo v'sapik slosais me'arba me'arba. What happened was is. He was Mekabel. He gave money to somebody, and he was Mekabel that he was going to get 4 saws for a mincha throughout the year at the price. Oh, again, 4 saws for a seller. So he established that price, and Amdu Mishalish. And what happened was, is they went up in value, and now they were Mishalish. So that's a problem of ribbis. Kiddit, Tanana, Mekabel, Allah, Mesapik, Soltais, Me'arba, Amdu Mishalish, or Mesapik, Ba'arba, and Mishalish v'amdu me'arba, Mesapik ba'arba, yan hektish al yoyna. No matter what, hektish is always yad al yoyna. They're always going to get the better end of the stick. So again, what's the case of ribbis over here?
Wait, that's
ribbis,
right?
No, it's not going to be ribbis.
That's the dinder abundant, you mean? That's our dinner.
Yeah, we're not nezen eshech, but that's ribbis the raisa. I don't know, we'll have to say
yeah, that's why it's sub to sub. That's why you can't do sub to sub.
But that's a din there about a sub to sub. But that's when you actually borrowed the saw and you're paying back the saw. Here,
yeah,
I think.
This is not the case.
Here it's different because
right,
I gave you money.
Right,
I think so because you gave you money. Right? So Zukti Mara Papa, I'll tell you a different territory. We're talking about that people gave over bricks to the Gizbar. And Mimelo, he was a mile, because Shmuel, Domer Shmuel, Boyne Michal, V'achakach Madishin. The way it used to work was, is they would give over bricks, they wouldn't make it be Makdish to him, till they were in the wall. So, Mimelo,
yeah.
So what's the Mimelo?
No, because during construction, the guy's going to rest in his wall. And
no,
we're
talking about a regular halva.
Wait, what would be the Mimelo?
He's lending it out. He's lending it out for ribbis because it's chulin still. Because you're not makdish again. Our old kasha. Well, because our old kasha was when you're lending out money from hektish and your money all becomes your money. The case over here is no. The case is that what he had bricks and he was lending them out and they're chulin until they're in the wall and then they're makdish. It's ribbis. But it's not going to be Moyle and Mameloi blibes Ribbis talk. It's still called Hektish, right? So it's an Hektish.
That's the Hektish. It's not
Ribbis.
No, but it's called Hektish.
It's called Hektish. It's Hektish, but not Hektish.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's a case where Hektish is
not over the Isser of Ribbis.
But you're playing both sides of the coin.
Correct.
That's interesting. Yeah, okay. So you were right there in my hand and show me kefal. Again, avodim shtoris karkois and ignatius all don't have a din of kefal. So you were right there in my hand, we know they don't have a din of kefal. They turn up on a cold for a pesha klal, a shor a chamor, a se, a salma prat, a kol avida, a shayimar, chozar klal, klal prat, a klal, yet a don alkina prat, maha prat, meaning shor, chamor, se, and salma, mefur shtovar metalto v'gufay momin, I've called Dover and Metalto, the Gufay Mummy. Yotsu Karkois, in Metalto, Yotsu Avodim, Shukshul Karkois, always Yotsu Storish, Ava Pisha Metalto, like we said said yesterday, ain gufay mamin, because you only have it for the raya. Hekdesha is Omar Krod says Yishalim Shtaim Lireyu. We darshan Reyu v'leishal Hekdesh. So that's how I know that what? That's how I know there's no din kafel by any of these. What about Dalet Vehei?
Literally, I mean, it's very interesting. It was kafel, it's the exact same drasha that the pasuk mirrors. Hekdesh and Ona.
What do you mean?
Meaning these drushes, Re'eyu, all these people, the psukim by Kefil, or yeah. Dalhei, say the same Russian as it does by Onat.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. We're using the exact
same.
Huh?
Fun fact that it is.
The same
classic. I was very.
Loita Shulmi Abo the Kamisha. So Zikdimura Mai Taima, why is there no Dalai Vahe? Well, that's Pasha. Zikdimura Tashimba Rachamisha, Marachman, then Shuman Shalishavarba. Once you told me there's no Kefil, so you would have came out with only Gimel or Dalit, and that we know there's no such Musik. So once I had the Miyat on Kefil, so automatically I have a Miyat of Dalai Vahe. One more Gimara, Zikdimura Shemichinom, Ene Nishba Shemichinom, doesn't swear that he wasn't Beisha, and what? In Shmiro of Avodim, Shtara is Karkois and Ekdeshis, he doesn't have to make the Shuwa. Zikdimura Minan Emili, the Taner Abonon, Kitin Risha Reu Klau Kesav Kalim Prat Chosav Klau Klau Prat to Klau Yata Donal Gina Prat Ma Prat meaning Kesav Kalim Mefurish Dover Metaltov Gufay Mamin I've called Dover Metaltov Gufay Mamin Yotzer Karkoi Shem Metaltlin Yotzer Avodim Shukshu the Karkoi such stories Shafa Pishu Metaltlin in Gufay Mamin Ekdish Samakro again Reu Veloy Shell Hector so just the Chazar over quickly what we had in today again. No, we're going to stay and say it goes to the next again. Yeah, so what do we have? We had a sugyo. We started off discussing Rava Shaila. Rava Shaila was Chitin Mizorah Mikarka. We had three Shailas. Right? One was Yishan Aino. One was Is the Shavuos. The third one is the Aimer Matiran. Then we discussed Aino. Is the Bito Mekach, meaning when it's more than a Shtos, is the Bito Mekach. And Rabbi Yoni said it's going like Dinches. Reb. Who was the other one? Rabbi Yirmi said it's going our koyis. We said they both said in the name of Rabbi Yechon. That's the kasha. What do you mean? Rabbi Yechon says when you're paid the balmud, you only have to give the extra money in divrei. So the first teretz was, he goes to the sheet. The other teretz was, if Fakir were going, then he is machmer, and Fakir pachas mitei oino, he holds it's also, right, his machmer, any drop is going to be oino when it comes to hektish. If then pray to Gemara, really, ribbis vayno lehadiv, and ribbis vayno lehektish. No, there was a teretz in understanding the machloikis of Rabbi Yechon Rishon. No. It was two terutz of Mahana understanding the machloikis of Rabbi Yechon Rishon. Then we said again, basically, Rabbi Yechon Rishon, Rabbi Yechon Rishon, Rabbi Yechon Rishon, tomorrow, what's so different in the Mishnah? You switch the Lashon, switch the Lashon here as well. We want to know what's the case of Ribbis Vagdish Hechidami, right? L'chor, when the Guzbar lends out the money, he's mailed automatically. We said one of two terutz. Either we said, we're talking about Kibo Olav, the case, Lasapik Siltex Me'arba and Amdu B'Shalosh, or we said, we're talking about with the bricks, where he lent out the bricks, and the main law, they're not going to have, they don't become Ekdesh till later on, but he, what? He's not going there, but he's not going to be Ivan Me'ila. Very good. Then we said, Amen to Shumi Kefo, and not Talvehei, and Shemachin Amin and Ishba, basically all from this Yisoy, Kesef and Kalim. Right, when Dovim Taltuku for Mammon, Yatsu Karkois, and Taltuku, and so on, Shep Shil Karkois, Yatsu Stories, Engu for Mammon, and Dachis, and Pharaoh Fosnik, oh, for Eyo, Shkoyach.